Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
This episode of Nobody's Listening is brought to you in part by Bluehost. You need a website? Use what we use. Bluehost. Unlimited space, unlimited bandwidth, unlimited websites for as little as $4.95 per month. Visit nlcast.com/Bluehost today. Today's episode is dedicated to Anna Silva, Tamara Selleck, Janusz, Keith Teklitz, and The Wired Homeschool. At thewiredhomeschool.com, helping homeschoolers get the most out of technology and social media. And also by Gizmonauts.
I got a bad feeling about this.
No!
Listen up!
Nobody's listening.
Listen up.
No!
Listen up!
Nobody's listening.
Listen up.
No!
Listen up!
Nobody's listening.
Listen up.
You're listening to Nobody's Listening, where we tell funny life stories and invite you to do the same.
Hey, how you doing, podcast people? This is Nobody's Listening, the show where we tell funny life stories, yours and ours. It's episode 202, brought to you the week of October 25th, 2012. I'm your host. My name is James, and with me is John, wishes he was a rapper, Steinklobber. How you doing, bro?
What? I am. I'm a rapper.
Yeah, I know. It's okay.
I wish I was a good rapper.
It's all right, man. We used to rap. Hey,
well, we did.
When John and I were in a band, not many people know that because not many people knew us when we were a band. But we played a couple of gigs, dude.
We recorded. We did.
I still have a tape that says the Three Nights.
Three Nights, K-N-I-G-H-T-S, right?
That's right. That's right. It was the coolest name ever, and we had rapping parts. So
actually, I just played bass, but
Man.
Hey, thanks for joining us, James.
Oh,
I heard you were pretty tired.
Yeah, I kind of forgot we record on Thursdays now. After all these years, you'd think I'd be a professional, but I'm not. I'm still just the podunk. I just got started. We're going to do a podcast one day. Oh yeah, it's Thursday. I better get out of bed and go do a podcast. So
he's in bed.
Oh my gosh. I was laying in bed and Jen comes in and she's like, are you, so you're not doing a show, huh? And I'm like, you know, she was afraid to ask. She didn't know. She didn't know. I could be, you know, wallowing in self-pity or something, you know?
And she's leave me alone,
so
woman.
Are you doing the show? No, I'm not doing the show, woman. Get out of here. Yeah. I don't know. But anyway.
Trying to
sleep. It's 9 o'clock at night. What are you thinking? What else would I be doing? I'm old. Anyway, we always start with an opening song. So this one is a little surprise for John, but it's no surprise for me. It was suggested by Janusz Strzeszczak, and it goes something like this. Guitar cover.
It's nice.
It's very nice. My Little Pony, Friendship is Magic. Little Pony, who knew what friendship could be? That's some crazy finger work going on right now. So good.
Nice.
It's very good. I mean, it just makes you want to rock out and dance around with a pony or something.
And I mean, I felt the rainbows coming out of my hair.
Out of your hair. Today's show is also brought to you by Gizmonauts, by the way. It's a brand new game in the iTunes marketplace. Collect your own robots as you build your space outpost. You can attach robotic gizmos, compete in bot battles, and combine bots to create hybrid bots. Available now for iPhone, iPad, and iPod.
Oh, bummer.
Yeah, sorry.
I have an iPod, but all these cool games are coming out, and I can't get them because I'm Android, and it takes it a little while to get to Android. But why? How did we get a sponsor of a game?
One of our listeners, Janusz Strzyczek or whatever, had some sort of hand in it. I don't know what he did exactly, but he said, we got a game coming out, and here it is, and I want you to talk about it. Yeah, I know. It's crazy. Our listeners are not only the best, they are the smartest listeners in the planet.
And the coolest.
And the coolest. I mean, they're making iPod games. It's crazy.
I thought they were all in middle school.
I wanted to play it. I tried to I did download it. I just haven't had a chance to boot it up, mostly because I was trying to go to sleep for the show.
You're going to be staying up late tonight.
I'm going to be playing Gizmonauts. So
I'm going to go charge my iPod. So
check
I can
it out.
Download
it happens to be a free download. So what are you losing trying it out? Nothing. Nothing at all. Let's do this.
Weekly.
You shut your mouth.
Okay. We can do the update.
Okay. I got a weekly update.
Me too.
Okay. Do you want to go first? I can go first or you can go first. It's your call.
I can go first.
I'll go first.
Oh,
okay. I'm just kidding. You can go first.
Okay. I'll go first.
Hey, let me go first. Here it is. Let me see if you can guess what I did based off this small sentence. This is a piece of advice that I will give you. Don't sniff bread that has crumbs on it.
Okay.
So now tell me what I did this week.
Made a sandwich.
Yeah, and I went to sniff the bread to make sure it was okay, because I just have this weird thing about bread. There was loose crumbs on it, and I snorted those jokers right up my esophagus. Ooh. I'm telling you, it was gross.
You get crusty boogers.
I don't know.
Because the crust of the bread and the
boogers. I had crouton bogies. So.
Man, I wish I'd grow up.
It's okay.
Crusty bread.
Don't sniff bread with crumbs on it. It's just a bad idea in general. Pretty much all crumbs, you know. You know what? Can I be really just vivid? I don't want to say gross. Have you ever been in a toilet and you look down at the toilet seat and about where the separation of church and state would be in the back, where somebody would have sat down,
you know, right
there in the separation station, there are some sort of skin crumbs on the seat.
Oh,
have you ever seen that?
No.
Oh gosh. What? Yes. I've seen it. It was the other day. I was at a rest area. We were traveling. And it was a little heart shape, like the top part of a heart. And it was human crumbs. I don't know what people are doing. Oh, but it was something I saw, and I just wanted to know if it was just me. You know, I'm thinking I'm going to start checking, because God forbid I'm leaving samples of my DNA behind, you know.
I'm getting like weird sweats here. This is kind of making me want to.
Yeah.
Can we talk about cats?
Cats are cute, man. Cats are cute.
I don't love cats. I love every kind of cat.
I want to hug them all.
See, that worked. I feel better now.
I want to hug them all, but I can't. Can't hug every cat.
Can't hug every cat.
All right. So go ahead, John. Sorry. I just wanted to share that.
Okay. Yeah. Skin crumbs. I got this new job, right? It's awesome.
Yeah.
I love it. I work with some of the coolest people in the world. Let me tell you, I work with a guy, he's recorded music and he like does concerts and stuff.
That's cool.
He's awesome. We got like super talented media girl who's done stuff that's been printed and it's awesome. Our pastor's amazing. Youth pastor is way cooler than I ever wished I could be.
Mm.
Everybody on the staff there is the coolest people. And we had a staff meeting this week.
Yay.
And so we're we're doing this like exercise kind of thing, kind of a team building exercise.
Oh, not calisthenics or anything.
No.
Not touching your toes and stuff. Okay.
Yeah. No, not that kind.
It's a team building.
And so, yeah. It's kind of a team building thing. Okay. I've been going to church with most of them for a long time. Was that what?
Were you trust falling into each other's arms? No.
So 90s. They don't do that anymore, do they? No, we were basically kind of like putting up making a storyboard of our life, just kind of the good events and the bad events and stuff. And then we're sharing.
John's okay. Are just a bunch of onomatopoeias. Fart, furt.
Onomatopoeia. Yeah. Yeah, no, it wasn't. I totally didn't. But actually, no, I think I got a weekly update out of this whole exercise. Not a weekly update. I did get a weekly update, but I think I got a featured story out of it. So
awesome.
Anyway, so we're going through this, and some people have had some, you know, these folks have had some serious things go on in their life, you know, and there's tears and stuff and just a lot of things. And so I'm like, wow, you know, I'm going to share kind of my life story with these folks, and it's going to be awesome and amazing, and people are going to be touched. And so I start to share my story, and I get to this one particular story that, well, it really kind of did change my life. And people start laughing. And I get nervous, and then I try to explain it even more deeply, and they start laughing even harder.
Oh, goodness.
And it's not like there's a punchline to it, because I wasn't intentionally being funny, but they just were laughing so hard. I don't know that I've ever heard my pastor laugh as hard as he laughed at my story. And I don't know. It didn't turn out quite like I thought it was, but I it was a lot easier to deliver. So, you know, it's easier to tell a story when people laugh at it. And now is not an exception.
Well, but what happened? I mean, are you going to tell us in the?
I'm going to tell you in the featured story.
Okay. Because you're basically you gave us a teaser is what you did there.
I gave you a teaser, but you know I can't guarantee it's going to be as funny.
No, I'm sure it'll be fine. I'm interested to know what happened. Can't wait. Okay. Let's see. I've got a few. I was thinking about this the other day. I was thinking about usernames, you know, people. And when I say usernames, I mean not only Facebook. You don't really have usernames, but the username today is your email address. You know, before the at symbol, whatever you chose at Juno, at Gmail, at Yahoo, and there's no real difference between the early days of the internet and now. People are still pretty much picking for their username something that they're really into at the time, and then some numbers because a lot of other people are also into it, you know?
Yeah.
So you've got to be, you know, trophy winner number 778, you know, or whatever. So I decided that usernames are the perfect example of why we're not allowed to pick our own names, why our parents do it for us. Because in an alternate universe, you would be born and they would wait until you were old enough, you know, to kind of settle on your own name. But I realize now that if that was the case, you'd probably settle on it about 7, and there'd be a whole bunch of Barney Lovers 99, you know, out there.
Barney Lover 9,900.
Yeah.
Too.
And that'd be cool all the way up through. But when you started to try to get a job, then you'd want to change your username again. And then, and of course, you're trying to get a job. You just got out of college. So now it becomes, you know, highly motivated worker number 9,041,000 at hireme.com. So that's your last name after the at symbol. So, yeah, I'm glad that because nobody would ever pick Bill as your username, you know, or Bill. Steve. Yeah.
Steve.
It's got to be Steve-O Supremo, you know. That kind of stuff. That would be everybody's Steve-o name.
Supremo. He's one of our listeners.
Have you ever seen a movie called Idiocracy?
No.
Okay. Well, it's a movie about if America continues to get dumber, basically.
Is it like a political documentary?
No, it's a movie. It's a movie. It's a statement. Yeah, it is a comedy. And basically everybody's name is like a username. And that's kind of what I just thought of once I started saying that. Because, yeah, like President Camacho, you know. That's the president's name.
President Fluffy Tails 201.
So it's good
I'd vote for that guy. I don't know. I don't get it.
Okay, so we were traveling this past weekend. We went all the way down to take the daughter and the son to see their great grandmother in St. Mary's, Georgia. Had a great little trip up and back, and on our way back home, we decided we were going to eat dinner on the road. Now, that's what we had decided. So I pull up to the station or to the window, and it goes like this. I roll down the window. The lady says, "Hi, can I help you?" My daughter says, "Dad, I gotta pee." And I didn't know what to say to the lady. So I just drove away. And my wife is appalled. I'm like, I just left the lady hanging. Jen's like, "How did you do that? Why did you do that? You left her hanging. You didn't say anything," and I felt terrible. But what was I gonna say? "I'm sorry, I cannot order. My daughter has to pee. We will come inside. I promise. I'm not gonna waste your time. I'm sorry for having done this," but I figured, you know.
She was making the eyes at you when you walked in the door.
She must have not have. I don't know. I used to, when you were a kid and you went through the drive-thru, didn't you ever wonder how they knew you were there?
Yes.
Yeah, I've always wondered, and I always imagined there was a secret camera somewhere. And so there I figure she's got a photo of me, and just like restaurants will put, you know, "Don't take a check from this guy because he's a bad check writer."
You got passed around the...
Yeah, Wendy's now. My name, my shop, my shot is going to be all over the place at every, you know, drive through in America. If I pull up, they're going to be like, "Can we not help you, sir? Please pull up to the window so we can punch you in the face." So I was mad.
I saw your picture at the Chick-fil-A the other day.
Yeah, it would be at Chick-fil-A. I never disrespect them.
You can't.
No,
you can't. They will post you on the internet.
No, it's their pleasure.
Never give you chicken.
Whatever you do, it's their pleasure. But I was so mad because I was like, y'all saw me driving in the drive-thru. You wait till I get to the dumb talking billboard, and then you tell me that you got to pee. So now we got to go inside. So like we had a conversation about this. I don't understand. But that's 7-year-olds for you.
I don't even like going to drive-thrus because I freak out. I'm not even kidding. Amy has to tell me in one ear so I can just spit out the order.
Oh, you know, see, I get rid of the middleman. Jen, the lady will say, "What do you want to order?" And I will look at Jen, and she starts to talk to me every time for the last 13 years or 16 years we've been. She will start to talk to me, and I say, "Jen, just talk to her." And Jen will lean way over and talk very loud to order all of our food. And then I get to order mine. I don't know what them kids
eat. You drive up and you're not a woman like she was expecting.
Yeah.
and she thinks you have to go to the bathroom.
Oh, I gotta pee. I wonder if the lady heard. She's just like, pee. I'm used to this. This is nothing new.
You know that they can hear good on those things.
Yeah, that's why I wonder why my wife leans way in. "I'll have a monkey and 3 pieces of bread, please." So
I always say thank you after my they pleasure. Tell me how much it is.
Yeah, I always thank them for taking my money, too, which I don't. Yeah. It's just a Southern thing, I think. We're just overly nice.
Yes, we are, because we move shopping carts from behind people's cars.
That's right. Of course, other people. Southerners leave them there, so I don't know if it all balances out or not. My daughter said something funny this week. She said, because we were talking about presidents and, you know, who's who and who's the guy that's running against President Obama and this, that, and the other. And I'm just trying to educate her a little bit. And she's decided, she has a goal. her goal is she wants kids in school to celebrate her birthday 100 years after she's dead.
What?
She thinks it's so awesome that there are famous people that we celebrate their birthdays and kids get the day off from school. And so she's decided she wants to do something so awesome that she will still be celebrated 100 years after she's dead in school.
That's awesome.
I think it's the best goal I've ever heard a kid have.
Yes.
And
I mean, she'll never get to, she'll probably, you know, when she's old and gray, still have that goal, and she'll never know.
She'll never know.
She made it or not.
Well, she,
I like that.
She's decided that if she becomes the first girl president, then she will achieve that goal. And she's possibly right. I don't know if they're making new, you know, birthday, or if she would just get lumped in with President's Day or what. I mean, we'll see what they do with Obama's birthday. I mean, as the first black president. That's her goal. And so she said that the other day. She was just talking, and she says, you know, I think America's ready for a girl president. If it was me.
If it's me.
If it's me, yeah. Not just anyone, but just her. So I thought that was great.
Oh, man.
And she was talking to me the other day about beekeepers, because a beekeeper came to her school. And I realized that all bees must be really stressed out because they all have hives.
Yeah, that, I saw that tweet. Good one, by the way.
Thank you. That's what it is, man. That's
word
it.
Up.
So that's all my weekly updates. John, did you have anything to add?
I probably did, but no, I don't.
That's fine. That's fine. I was.
How many stories about my kids? Well, I do kind of.
Yeah?
But it's not even funny.
Okay.
Yes, it's kind of funny. But it's another fart joke, and, you know, they're over.
When you tell funny life stories, tell it like nobody's listening, John.
Okay. Yeah, well, let me tell you. So we were at Chick-fil-A because we're there every week once a week. And Johnny's like, oh, Dad. He had this big, huge idea. He's like, I got to share this with you because it just came to me. And Dad, I've got to tell you this. And so he leans in and he puts his hands around his mouth like he's going to whisper something to me. And I'm like, wait, what are you going to do? He says, Dad, I got to tell you. He says, in your new job, you should let a big, huge fart like this. And then he makes the sound with his mouth. And then he makes his eyes dart back and forth and he says, and then you can just pretend it was someone else. I was like, you're my kid, aren't you? Of course, I would never do that.
No, never.
Maybe my old job.
You should have a puppet that farts all the time. That would be funny.
It's a character.
Just talks through farts, and then the other person interprets. It's just like, how you doing, Rumpel? And Rumpel's like,
in buns.
Oh, so Rumpel, you had a good day today. Huh? Oh, good boy, Rumpel. And you know why you call him Rumpel? Because it's rump, and it's Rumpel sounds like a fart sound. So
Rumpel. That's one of the Transformers names.
Boys and girls, we're going to listen to a story from Rumpel today, and I'll translate it for you and interpret it. Sorry. Oh, goodness gracious. Let's do some news stuff real quick. I want to tell you again that Geek Loves Nerd is full in effect. It's over there at geeklovesnerd.com. Make sure you go check it out. It's a podcast that Jen and I, my wife, do, and we'd love for you to check it out and listen to it. Also, Podcast Kid just recorded a new episode this week. That makes two new shows. We're two for two. So go over there and check it out. John and I have relaunched an older show that I've done called Help, I'm a Children's Pastor. And John being a brand new children's church pastor and me being an old one, both of us together helping people to learn about children's ministry. If you're someone that's interested in such things or think you might be, go over there and check it out at helpimachildrenspastor.com or look it up in iTunes or the Android deal and all that. Speaking of iTunes and Android, we have an app that we would love for you to go buy and check out and support the show. And just look up NLCast in the iTunes or in the Android app store there on Google Play. That would be awesome. And let's do this.
Featured story.
All right, take it away, Johnny.
Oh, man.
Johnny boy.
All right. Well, I was thinking about this, you know, because of our staff meeting, we were challenged to think of events in our life that kind of were very meaningful and had an outcome, good or bad, that, you know, encouraged us to change something about ourselves.
Yeah.
And I've told stories before about my high school years. You know, we both have. And so this one came to mind because it was a very important time in my life. All right. So there was this big guy at the school. Let me back up a little bit more. There's this girl at the school.
Oh, wow.
Her last name was also a color.
Aw.
It was a color, but I don't want to say her name.
Right.
Because
Facebook.
You know the chances of something.
That's true.
So we'll call her Lucy.
Lucy, hey.
Lucy, let's bring back Lucy.
Lucy.
Nobody.
Sorry, I had to play something from the past.
Nobody's. So Lucy was the kind of girl that needed a boyfriend.
Aw.
And
she thought she did, huh?
Yes, she thought she needed a boyfriend. She thought it was one of those. I guess she was the kind of girl that just needed to have a relationship in her life that was helped her to feel like she was important or something like that. I don't know. Anyways, and I was kind of the new kid at the school.
Oh,
a little bit. And you know how first of all, it was a Christian school, right?
Okay, right.
Not just a private school. I mean, I like to make it sound all fancy and stuff and say, oh, it was a private school, but it was a Christian school. It was a Baptist Christian school. It was a small Baptist Christian school. And this was like eighth grade for me when I first started going there. And so being a new guy, you know, everybody thinks, oh, he's just so cool and he's the handsomest guy and all that stuff. And so, I got scoped out by a couple young ladies who felt like they needed a boyfriend.
Aww.
And she, Lucy, had approached me on a couple occasions. Even up to getting a phone call, trying to talk me into having a relationship with her. And when I say relationship, I mean just like boyfriend and girlfriend. I'm not going, okay.
Right, right.
Just that's all I'm saying. And so I was like, no, I don't want to date you at all. And she says, well, why not? And I'm just not that interested. You know, I don't want to do that. And she says, well, you never know how to swim until you jump in the water.
What?
And, you know, using just this analogy stuff, and I didn't get it. And I said, I know how to swim. And
I know how to swim away.
Right now I'm swimming away. And so, but, you know, and so eventually she left me alone. And a year or two later, she's got a boyfriend. And this guy, I don't think he'd ever had a girlfriend, actually. Mm. You know, and a lot happens in 2 years.
People, yeah.
Change their
looks. You didn't know how to swim.
Yeah, you learn how to swim. And so she's dating this guy whose name is not Lucy, but he was the biggest guy in the school. I mean, he was the toughest guy. He was like the metalhead at the school.
Oh.
Yeah, at the small Christian Baptist school. And so, you know, it was very incognito. We all had to wear our uniforms and stuff, so he didn't like dress in black and stuff. But you know that when he got home, he ripped that uniform off, and he had a Guns N' Roses t-shirt on underneath it.
Ah.
He probably had chains and stuff. Yeah, it's funny how Guns N' Roses used to be so heavy back then.
Yeah, oh, yeah.
Like tame. So anyways, she's dating him. And, you know, he was the football guy, and I mean, everybody played football because we didn't have enough people to have a real team, so we all had to play regardless of how good we was. But he was good. He was a big, tough guy, okay? That established. And he was also Lucy's boyfriend.
Mm.
So I don't know how this transpired or what, but I and Lucy somehow wound up in a room at the school alone.
Uh-oh.
And I kissed her.
Oh, what? What? What?
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Why did you do that?
I can't even believe I'm telling this story right now because this is embarrassing. I don't know why I kissed her. I don't know why.
You told me this was a big girl.
No, I didn't say she was a big girl.
Oh, I thought she was a big girl. For some reason, you said...
The guy
The guy was big. Okay. Okay. No, I just imagine. For some reason, I always imagined she was a blimp this whole time.
No. She was fine. I mean, she was normal.
Did she have red hair?
I'm not going to tell you.
Did I know her?
You probably definitely knew her because we went to church together.
Yeah. I think she asked me out, too.
See, so you knew how to swim too, right?
I sure enough did.
Got the same story.
She says, "I like you." That's what she said to me. "I like you," and I said, "I don't like you," or something like that. And I turned around and walked away.
You know what? I think I remember that.
Oh, hated that mess.
That sounds. Okay, so anyways, yeah, the room, the kiss, it was just, you know, it
kissed
wasn't.
Kissed her.
Well, okay, what is it to
there's no coming back. She still thinks you guys are connected through your soul, I bet you. She is going to find the show. I'm just telling you, there's radar. Oh. Radar's going out right now.
Okay, I'm going to change the story now. This had a big impact on my life, okay?
Okay.
So, anyways.
Okay. Serious, yes.
I kissed her. That's not the punchline.
Oh.
Okay. So, the next day at school, I just didn't feel like waking up and going to school. I guess I got lucky or something. So, I didn't go to school. But, her boyfriend found out about the kiss.
Oh.
Found out about it. And he was not very happy at all.
No, he wasn't.
No, he, from what I understand, named his fists and he named them Lefty and Righty. And I didn't say he was the most creative. I just said he was the biggest guy.
Yeah, at the
and
Christian school.
He said Lefty is going to swell his eyes and Righty is going to bust his teeth out. And I got calls the day that I missed school after I kissed her. I got calls from one of my other friends. He said, hey, this guy, Bob, he's really, really upset with you and he's going to kick your butt. And I just wanted you to know that you better be careful when you come back to school. And I'm like, what did I do? What did I do? He said, oh, he found out about the kiss.
Oh.
And I was like, what kiss? And I was like, oh, I was trying to play it off and stuff. And then like my skin was crawling and sweating. I thought I was going to die. I mean, I really, really thought, oh,
it's called,
this guy is going to.
It's called mono, John. That's.
No, that's another story. It's for real. I told that one too. But I don't know what it is with me and kissing. I don't do that anymore, by the way. But anyway, so he called me, and I was like, not the guy that wanted to kick my butt, but my friends. And then I got another call from another friend telling me the same thing, so I knew he wasn't just making stuff up. And so I was scared to death. I honestly thought my life is over. This guy is going to somehow we couldn't drive back then. It was just before we even got our learners. So I knew he was going to, like, tell his mom or something to drive over to my house like we had to work on homework or something. And I was going to answer the door, and he was going to punch me in the face.
Lefty
and
Righty were going to come and get you. That's good.
I was frightened to go back to school the next day. And I don't even know if I could tell my mom why I was so frightened.
No, you can't, because she knew that girl, and she would have slapped you herself.
She would have beat me down.
I could see your mom taking the
what
side of the early goth Christian kid, you know, just like, slap. What were you thinking, John? What is it with you and your lips? Tiger tongue and all that? What the heck?
This was after the tiger tongue incident, too, I believe. So anyways, this is where everybody – and I didn't tell this story like this in my staff meeting. I mean, I just kind of hit the highlights. But this is where everybody started laughing when I said this is what changed my life. Because I was afraid this guy was going to beat me up. And I said a prayer that night. I said, God – if you get me out of this, I promise.
You got God involved.
Good boy.
You got God involved. That's pretty hardcore.
I did. Okay. I had to. James, this guy was going to beat me up. And
God, please take a break from saving people with real problems. and help me with this mess I've gotten myself into.
It was a real problem.
I kissed a needy girl.
It was awful.
You couldn't handle that she wasn't crushing on you anymore. That's what the problem was.
I was saying, I ruined a perfectly good relationship for this guy. He hadn't had a girlfriend ever in his life, and the only girl he ever dated, I kissed her and made his life terrible. And I feel like I need to apologize.
Oh gosh, no.
No, I did. I did say that prayer, and the next day I did go to school. Uh-huh. And man, it was the scariest thing. I creeped into the door, like looking around corners and stuff. They probably thought I was being chased by a spy or something. I got in my desk, and he was over there, and he just had his scowl on his face.
It's like 3 o'clock high.
Yeah, and his knuckles, they would just pop every now and then. I just knew any second.
Lefty and Righty was whispering to you.
Righty was over there.
Hey, we're going to kill you.
Kill me. And it's inevitable. You know, the notes get passed, and he says, I want to talk to you after school.
Oh.
And I was like, okay, I'm just going to have to take this like a man or like a teenager. And so we had a talk after school, and he was like, oh, why'd you kiss my girlfriend? And I'm like, I'm sorry, man. If it means anything to you, it wasn't a good kiss. I didn't say that. It was the worst thing in my life. I'm so sorry, man. I apologize so much. I never got my face smashed in, and I thank God for that because it changed my life.
Really?
But I'm not even kidding.
How did it change your life? The power of prayer was realized in your life, or the mercy of God, or you found out that you could make out with people's girlfriends and get away with it? What was it that changed?
I never, ever kissed another guy's girl. I mean, I maybe had done it once or twice before that, but after that I never
again, huh? No. Well, good for you, John.
I better think about that first, okay?
Oh.
I don't remember.
I'm glad you finally learned that lesson. See, me, as soon as I found out I was in trouble, I'd have found her and we'd have made out like bandits.
What are you serious?
I'm like, if I'm gonna get beat up, dude, I'm going down in style. I'd be sucking face like an anteater, man. Anteater. I'm like, that kiss wasn't even worth all this. I'd have been counting her molars, dude.
Let's see. This was.
Oh, we lost John,
dude.
Hey.
It was him.
No! He clipped your phone cord, your 56K modem.
The phone died, and he said, I'm going to kill you.
I'm going to kill you.
I hope.
And I'm going to kill your little friend, too. I am the son of Norwegian lady.
No.
You disrespected my mother. And I will. I have news for you.
Bob. I don't remember where I left off.
Basically, I just said I would make out like bandits with the chick until I got beat up. He would walk in to beat me up, and I would still be making out with her. So,
I'm gonna die. with that moment, it changed my life, and I started reading the Bible more, and I got serious about my relationship with God, and. And you know what? It did. And I knew that Bob had finally forgiven me. Yeah. When we were in the gym one day. I mean, we weren't friends for a long time after that.
Uh-huh.
And it was really awkward because we were both on the same football team and he was the center and I played quarterback occasionally. It was awkward.
Yeah.
Because, you know, you have, when that ball gets hiked, your hands are pretty close anyways. So
to the separation between church and state.
Yes. Butt crumbs. That's where the crumbs came from. Oh. The football thing. No, but I knew he had finally forgiven me when, Lucy's brother was messing with us one day.
Okay.
And he said, you know, John and I have made the same mistake. And her brother said, what? And he said, we both kissed your sister. I knew we were, I knew it was okay. And that if Bob ever finds me again, I think we're, you know, going to maybe have okay. that awkward sideward glance, but
so,
we'll still be.
So if he makes it to the rock and roll side of heaven and you guys happen to cross paths, you think a high five might be happening?
I think so. Okay. I hope so.
I don't know why I imagine this girl being a big heavy set girl. Mostly because the girls at your school, most of them were pretty heavy set.
They weren't really.
Yeah, they were.
I didn't think so.
Yes. Yes.
Okay.
Not that there's anything wrong with a good, pretty heavy set girl.
Because once we reach goal. Sorry, that was a throwback all the way to episode
like two or back. Something. Yeah, who knows? Yeah. All right. Good stuff, man. That really was good. I liked it.
Thanks. ENV mail.
Thank you for calling.
Hey, NLcast, this is Michael, the guy who wrote the story about the angry old lady at JCPenney's, aka NLcast fan 101 in the chat room, or read in the forums. He says, so I'm 13-year-old homeschooler, and my brother and I were arguing over whose Justin Vandeleer MLB card it was he was holding. When I called him a dummy, and he, as hard as he could, punched me in the area of pain. What? Is that an area of pain all the time? Or is it just the area that causes the most? You know, you might want to have that checked out there, Doc. I'm just saying. It hurt, and I almost passed out. It hurt so bad. So love the show, guys.
Thanks.
Have you ever heard 13-year-olds have a conversation? That is the way they talk. They'll be like, oh my gosh, especially the girls. I had a sit down with a few girls in our missionette class, and they were all telling me stories they had written about, they had to write a children's story, and it was these terrible stories with all these details and no real point. And I'm like, this is a flashback to every middle school story that I've read on the show.
Nice.
And so I told them a story about the puppy who wanted Christmas. Do you want to hear it?
Yeah.
Okay. It goes like this. It's a great Christmas story. It's called The Puppy That Wanted Christmas. It's about a dog. I'll tell you the short version to save your soul a little bit of time. It's about a little puppy, and he would wander the cold streets, starving and afraid and lonely. And all he ever wanted was a family. And so, you know, he decided that he would fall asleep inside the boughs of a tree. And it just so happened he didn't know that he had walked onto what looked like a Christmas tree. And he went inside, he laid up in the branches, which dogs never do, and he fell asleep. Well, fast forward, he wakes up and he looks around, and there's beautiful lights everywhere and ornaments, and he looks underneath the tree. There's presents. What has happened is somehow this dog has slept through people purchasing this tree and taking it home and setting up in their house. And now it's Christmas morning, and it's so awesome. The kids come running down, and they see their presents, and the dog waits, but then he falls, and he rolls out from under the tree, and the kids are like, yay! Oh, my goodness, this is the best gift ever. This is awesome. And the dog, he's like, oh, I finally found a home. This is the best Christmas ever. I have finally found Christmas. And then the mom says, you're not keeping that dog. Who knows where it's been? Get it out of here. And she kicks it out in the street, and it dies in the snow. The end.
That sucks. That's the worst story ever.
Well, that's the story I told them, and they all got really quiet. And all the little girls are like, that's the worst story ever.
Wait, now I said that,
yeah,
but I'm not a little girl.
I know.
What are you trying to imply?
That you responded like one. I don't know.
Hey, that was a great story, man. If I told that story, I would have said the puppy got hit by a 16-wheeler.
Yeah, but yeah, the dog died in the snow. It's a great story. There's a great twist at the end, basically. That's what happens. Well, Olivia,
I'm never telling that story ever.
Tell it to your kids today.
I would tell it on Sunday.
Me and my sister always swing on the chandelier in my karate belts. With my karate belts. This is a middle school story. Me and my sister always swing on the chandelier with my karate belts. And I am surprised that it did not break. My sister is very skinny, and once she did didn't tie the belts tight a knot, and she's very stupidly retarded. Anyway, she slipped and was hanging on the chandelier with her dear life and broke her head and died. But I love you. I'm kidding. She safely returned to upstairs, and my mother never found out. Olivia.
Until now.
Now you're doomed. There's going to be apologies.
Middle school drama.
Love it. Love the middle school drama. Love it. Here it is.
Who, me?
Yes.
Who, me?
Oh, middle school drama. Hey, James. I lost my iPhone and iPod, so I wasn't able to listen recently. I have a funny story. 3 years ago, my friends and I went to eat Burger King. We were there with our girlfriends. Our orders arrived. My friend Lucifer, who's always showing off, grabs his steaming hot burger. Apparently, his nerves kicked in. He dropped the burger in his lap. We were wearing thin shorts for basketball. He dropped his hamburger into the nether regions, as Amy's husband would say. He screamed louder than I have ever heard. He jumped up his seat yelling, "Get it off!" The hot burger sauce had dripped out and had gotten into his skivvies.
No way.
He danced a bit like a monkey in a packed restaurant. We were all were all laughing and splashed cola on him.
Wait a second. That was not written by a middle schooler?
Yours truly, Josh. I think it really was. But they put him out basically by throwing soda at his area of pain, as they call it now.
His area, yes.
I was punched in the area of pain because a hot steaming burger had landed upon it.
And diet soda had a much, much, much desired effect on that problem. It was great.
Hey, man, I've been an on and off listener for years now. The last I remember, David had just left for Ireland. But I recently picked up the show again, and you guys were talking about pranks you pulled on your family or friends. It reminded me of one time I got punked by my loving father. I think I read this. Yeah, this is the one where Ruby got the window rolled down while she was going through the washing machine or whatever.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Yeah. Let's see. I was going to the grocery store. I saw an older woman take a cart and shove it in the sidewalk in front of the store. She turned to walk to her car about 50 feet away. The cart began to roll back. It hit a bump, spun around, and chased the old lady to her car.
Nice.
And it stopped right behind her car. She looked around to see who had rolled it at her. Of course, I was the only one laughing. So I definitely got her vote for LBB of the day, even though I never touched the thing. Ed. That's good stuff. That's like the opposite of what happened to me.
Poetic.
My 13-year-old son attends the adult Sunday school class with me. He's a very smart kid, calculus, Greek, Latin, you get the picture. While listening to the pastor teach, I began to smell crayons, and to my horror and embarrassment, he's carving on a large crayon with a pair of scissors in the class. I ask in my mad dad voice, "What are you doing?" To which he replies, "I'm making a shiv."
What?
Before I can reply, he smiles and just says, "Broke ya."
No way.
Yeah, that's what happened. And that's from Ed as well.
Ed.
Let me read one more. Becky Lou says, "I have a funny story for you. I was closing up shop at work by myself. I had to do dishes. As I was washing the dishes, the power suddenly went out. As I was looking around to see where else in the building the power had gone out, I heard the phone ringing, but it stopped before I could answer it." Felt like I was in a horror movie, so I wimped out and called my mom. Afterwards, I heard footsteps approaching, and when I saw who it was, I was glad to see it wasn't the psycho with the chainsaw that I was expecting. It was someone else who worked in the building. The end. Love the show. Happy 200th, Becky Lou.
202nd.
Becky.
Thanks, Becky Lou.
Thanks, Becky. Thanks, Bob.
Ooh, it's Becky.
Thanks, Lucy. Let me play this.
Nobody's Listening Podcast, coming to a theater near you. Rated G for giggles and glee.
Oh, there was a guy of giggles and glee in that room all by himself with Lucy. Just John and Lucy.
Lucy.
Lip locking.
No, oh, man.
Body rocking.
It was at the school.
At the school.
If I had gotten found out, I probably would have gotten kicked out of the school.
Yeah, it would have been chaos. It would have been absolutely the worst.
God works in mysterious ways.
I don't think God had anything to do with this. You're an idiot. You are an idiot.
I am an idiot.
And you lucked out. And it changed your life. But it was all random luck. God was like, you're on your own on this one, fool.
God, please don't let me die. Man, I hope that wasn't the I hope I didn't cash in on that prayer too early.
Yep. Yep. So you'll be praying now. And God's like, sorry. Remember that time you wasted my time? Yeah, well. It's pay time, payback.
You're
time.
On your own again.
On your own one more time. It's time for us to get out of here.
Hey, we never mentioned the chat room.
Well, mention them. Go for it,
okay.
Man. Do it.
We got some special people in the chat room tonight. It's Captain Narthex, CVRT Music, Darth 6404, Honor Star, J-Man 94, Pastor Mikey Wan, The Angry Bird, Jelly Bean, and a bunch of anonymous folks.
Yeah, thanks for joining us, guys. We appreciate it very, very much. Visit our website, podcast.nlcast.com. Go to the forum, sign up for an account, and talk to me and John and all the other listeners. It's awesome stuff. Email us your thoughts, comments, feedback, james@nlcast.com, or call us, 2095-NLCast. Follow us on Facebook and Twitter. You know the way. Just look us up, James or John, or just look up Nobody's Listening. Join us for a live show every Thursday night, 9:30 p.m. Eastern Time, 6:30 p.m. Pacific. Leave an iTunes review if that's how you found us, and check out all of the NLCast Podcast Network shows at nlcast.com. Thanks to our sponsors. Thanks to Rob Gobers for this theme music. Thanks to our spouses for letting us record, our contributors, and everyone who listens. We appreciate you very much. And remember, when you tell a funny life story, tell it like nobody's listening. We'll see you guys next week. Peace.
Yeah. Felt like you're in a dark room with Lucy.
I was gonna fade out the show. I had my mic muted and everything. Then I did not hit your button. That's awesome. Good night. Dang.
Oh man.
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, excursions, and more in one place. There are over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from, so you can find something for everyone. And Viator offers free cancellation and 24/7 customer support for worry-free travel. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.